Did you know you're likely paying more for hidden penalties in your utility bill? Utility companies are great at sneaking these charges into your monthly bill. But in today's episode, we're going to show you how to identify penalties like power factor so that you can save money and avoid unnecessary charges. Hello and welcome to The Power Grid, the podcast that helps you build reliability in your electrical system and gives you confidence in your power. I'm Brian Brannigan with Power Protection Products, where we've been solving power quality problems for almost 30 years. Utility companies can raise rates all the time, and sooner or later, they start to raise their power factor penalty or their tariffs for power factor penalty. Did you know that they actually can charge you differently by the way that you use your power? I'll give you an example. There once was this manager at a grain storage facility that used to just send his electric bill into the accounting department to be paid every month. He noticed that the utility bill was high, and he just thought it was because of normal energy usage. But what really happened was that the utility company implemented a power factor penalty, and he didn't know it. But the corporate accounting people saw this and looked into it and actually figured out that there was a new tariff on their utility bill, and they had to put in some power factor correction equipment to correct for this tariff. Once they did this, their penalty not only went away, but it actually turned into a credit on the utility bill. Factories that use transformers and motors are primary targets for power factor correction. The utilities charge customers for the energy required to build the magnetic field around the wire. And you take a look at your facility and you think that the wires are in the conduits running across the facility, but there's much more wire located inside the transformer coils, the motor windings, things like that. Well, we have to build a magnetic field around that wire. And in order to build that magnetic field, we have to either build it with Kevlar by injecting it ourselves or buy that Kevlar from the utility company. And this is the source of power factor penalties. And we can put in the type of equipment that's required to build Kevlar or to build this magnetic field. Industrial users need to understand how they can avoid these power factor penalties and what type of power factor correction equipment they need to put into their facility. If the utility is charging for power factor, there'll be a power factor penalty on your utility bill, and you need to check for that. You need to check the utility tariff and see what sort of power factor penalty you're being charged. Typically, we can install power factor correction equipment and get less than a 2-year payback on your investment. So it's very important to check your utility tariff and understand the power factor penalties on your utility bill. Power factor consists of active power and total power. Active power is what we would normally see as the electricity used in our facility, and that's typically measured in kilowatts. This is normally what the power company will charge against, kilowatts or kilowatt hours. But in your production facility or a facility with a lot of transformers or a lot of motors, we have to build a magnetic field that expands and collapses 60 times a second. And this is called a 60 hertz or a 60 hertz system in the United States. Well, in order to build that magnetic field, we have to inject kilovolt amps reactive or Kevlar. And this field will expand and collapse 60 times a cycle. So in order to do that, we have to do a combination of active power with an injection of Kevlar, which would give us a little bit of a larger power total called total power, or KVA, kilovolt amp reactive. Typically, we use the energy to build this magnetic field from the utility company. But we can also create this energy ourselves by installing power factor correction equipment on the electrical system. We usually can see about two different types of power factor correction equipment. They're called power factor correction capacitors. There's fixed capacitor banks that you might see on a typical motor, or there's automatic capacitor banks that you might see on a service entrance of a facility or a motor control center. By installing power factor correction capacitors, you'll also gain the use of more amps in your electrical system, because you're not using these amps from the utility company to generate the magnetic field. Any sort of power factor correction capacitor should be accompanied by a power quality study. We need to determine the size of capacitor bank, the type of capacitor we want to use, where to put the capacitor at in the facility. We need to decide if we should or shouldn't take harmonics into consideration when installing these capacitor banks, and also protect against the transients caused by these capacitors switching on and off, and also any sort of growth requirements for the facility. Now, there are several different ways that utility companies can charge you for a power factor penalty: KVA billing, KVA demand billing, KW billing, and KVAR demand billing. And power factor can assist in any of these billing examples. It's important to do a power quality study before recommending capacitor installation in order to understand the highs and the lows of the KVAR demand, and also the presence of any sort of damaging harmonics. We need to verify meter information, interpret the data, and take a look at the results and recommend a solution for the capacitor equipment. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. If you want to reduce your utility bill and avoid power factor penalties, call us to discuss your utility tariff and calculate a payback for your operation. The link and the phone number are in the show notes.